This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The days of the Duke Ellington-style big bands are long gone, but one group in Birmingham is keeping that spirit alive. The Heritage Band has been a musical presence in the Magic City for decades. It was founded on traditional big band principles, which demand members be trained to read sheet music and respect the ensemble mentality. WBHM's Esther Chamakili sat in on one of the band's rehearsals.
The Heritage Band is a happy bunch. Just listen.
Happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you, yeah.
That's the band accompanying 69-year-old trombonist and singer Melvin White. He's been with the Heritage Band for nearly three decades, but before that...
I hadn't played a trombone in 20 years since high school. So they suggested that I go start jamming on Sunday. And it got, my lips came back, my playing came back, so I decided to join the Heritage Band. Been there ever since.
It might seem crazy hearing Pharrell Williams covered by an orchestra, but the Heritage Band is well-versed in a blend of contemporary music and jazz. Retirees, engineers, teachers, and full-time musicians make up the roughly dozen-member band. Some have been with the group for decades, others just a few months. But no one's been in the mix longer than band director Tolton Rosser.
I guess I'm one of the last of the old war horses. But all the fellas who originally did all that good stuff that I get credit for have all passed on. I was a little pup coming along behind them.
The band was founded in 1976 by the late saxophonist J.L. Lowe, who later founded the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame. Lowe and the other musical founding fathers attended all-black Parker High School in northwest Birmingham. Many became music teachers and school administrators around Alabama and came together as the Heritage Band for special performances, just as the band does today. Rosser says, at first, the band stuck to a strict code of musical conduct.
This New Orleans style, throw your hat down on the floor and let people throw you a quarter while you play by ear and all this kind of thing was out the window.
If you couldn't read sheet music, you couldn't play with the Heritage Band. The musicians prided themselves on their training and ability, and that knowledge was passed down like sacred folklore from generation to generation. But as time progressed and music changed, the band started blending genres and allowing more interpretive freedom.
There is a feeling of the old Negro spirituals that were sung in church that we built our jazz on.
One thing the Heritage Band is missing are female musicians. Rosser says they have a couple of very talented female singers who perform with the band, but there are no women in the orchestra. And he has a theory about that.
Somebody told girls a long time ago, oh, you can't play trumpet.
He says for years, girls were told their lungs weren't big and powerful enough to play brass and wind instruments, and that pursing their lips would cause deformities. But Rosser says that's just not true. The days of the big bands are gone, and they probably aren't coming back. They've been replaced by DJs and digital music technology. But Rosser says the Heritage Band plays on, entertaining crowds at corporate functions and special events around Birmingham, reminding audiences of a time when tuxedo-clad musicians ruled the stage. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.